There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
The power in a leap of faith. The power in a leap of faith is what we're talking about today. Routines and predictability have dominated us. Stepping out of our comfort zone seems daunting, yet it's often essential for achieving whatever we've never had. Now, the phrase goes, you have to do something you've never done to have something you've never had. That's a powerful truth about personal and professional growth. Now, as a success coach, I've seen firsthand, an optimistic leap of faith can transform lives dramatically. We will explore why venturing into new experiences can be your gateway to an unprecedented success. You know, the comfort zone is a false sense of security. I'm telling you. Now, while keeping us safe from perceived harms, I'm using the word perceived with the quotation marks in the air, our comfort zone also boxes us in. It's limiting our potential. This zone is designed by the usual things that we do, the common paths we tread, and the familiar goals we aim for. But growth and comfort does not coexist comfortably. No. That go together. You can't comfortably win. It's not going to happen like that. When we settle into our comfort zones, we inadvertently erect a barrier against the incredible possibilities lying just beyond those boundaries. Embracing our leap of faith is important because taking a leap of faith begins with fostering an optimistic outlook. This doesn't mean expecting the best unrealistic naively, but rather maintaining a state of openness to new experiences and outcomes. It involves trusting the process and believing there's a value in the lessons and the outcomes. Here is how you can start taking an optimistic leap of faith. Because there are different ones. There are the negative leap of faith where you actually believe something bad is going to happen. A lot of times when you think something bad's going to happen, you're pretty much right. But if you have an optimistic leap of faith, you're pretty much right there too. So it's your mindset. See, you have to redefine failure. See, you have to shift your perception of failure. View each attempt towards something as a learning experience, like you're learning something new. I am sitting in a room right now, and just to the left of me is a light, an incandescent light. And in this incandescent light, there's a guy in Detroit who went through thousands and thousands of failures before he got that light right. Each failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of it. So when you understand it, each failure is helping you sculpt your future successes. Now, it doesn't seem so bad, doesn't it? So you'll be less afraid to step out of your comfort zone because nothing happens great in the comfort zone. You got to start small. Begin with manageable risks that pushes your boundaries incrementally. Small challenges. So you can build your confidence. See, this prepares you for more significant leaps. Whenever a new project at work, or public speaking engagement, or a leadership role comes up, you'll be ready. Start small. Here is my favorite, is visualizing your success. Visualization is a powerful tool. Imagine the positive outcomes of your risk-taking. What you will learn. How will it feel? Visualizing that success can be a motivating force propelling you forward when doubts arise, and they will arise. The next thing you need to do is seek support. Surround yourself with a network of supporters. Now, these can be mentors, friends, family, colleagues who can encourage you to grow. They can provide advice, encourage you. And the safety net? You don't need that. You don't need that. But that support group is there as a safety net if you need them. Take the leap. See, you're learning continuously. Stay committed to learning. Whether it's from books, workshops, experiences, knowledge is power, and power reduces the fear of the unknown dramatically. I know someone say, oh, I don't know. I do know that in the comfort zone, you will never get anywhere. See, the reward of taking chances is incredible. What happens when you dare to step out? Well, here are some transformative outcomes. When you step out of that comfort zone, you got innovation and creativity standing there waiting for you. We're talking about new challenges that stimulate your creativity and can lead to innovations that you didn't even think was possible. In the comfy confines of comfort, enhanced resilience can come out of taking the leap of faith. Each challenge you overcome builds your resilience, making you more and more adept to handling future uncertainties, and they will be future uncertainties. Increase your self-awareness. That's what it does. You will discover more about your passions, your strengths, and the areas you can improve, which is critical for personal growth, which is what you wanted in the first place. Also, taking chances increases your opportunities and achievements. Often opportunities lie just outside the usual radar. By extending your reach, you open doors that were previously unavailable. I'm talking about real world stories. Consider the stories of success of individuals who took that significant leap just outside the door. Just before I started rolling the tape on this, there was a young man in front of on our street that is taking an Uber. Now, I want you to understand, Uber was a leap of faith. Well, how, Gerald? You're going to replace or coexist with taxis. So was Lyft and these other rideshare. These are things that were happening. Before there was Airbnb, there were people who rented out their houses during significant events. When I lived in Augusta, Georgia, and even right now, this is going to be over by the time this actually gets published, but the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, before there was Airbnb, people put ads in top magazines and world-class newspapers saying that their house was rentable for $10,000, $20,000. And people wanted to be at Augusta National for the Masters. They took a leap of faith. Then things like that made Airbnb born. Entrepreneurs like Richard Branson have epitomized this mindset of launching a business that seems doomed by conventional wisdom, but ultimately revolutionizes an industry. And this is not a plug for Virgin Cruises, but I am a cruise master. I take several cruises a lot. Okay. But when I went on Virgin and everyone said, oh, that, you know, this has swinger vibes. No. You've actually got to go. This and his model for doing a cruise, I'm telling you right now, it's top of the line. That's top of the line right there. He changed everything. Everything that you hated about cruises, he got rid of it. The drink package. You don't need a drink package on a Virgin cruise. You really don't. If you just got to have it, he'll sell you some. He'll sell you the $300 package. But and then you'll find out you really didn't need it because you didn't spend $300 in liquor in a 5-day trip. You know why? Because they get their liquor differently. The whole big cafeteria open space dinner, everyone dines together. Got rid of that. He actually put Vegas on the water. That's what he did. He revolutionized that industry. Think about the artists who reinvented their style against public opinion only to gain new acclaim. Now, making that leap, I'm talking about optimism and taking an optimistic leap of faith. Not just any leap of faith, an optimistic leap of faith requires courage, optimism, and a willingness to embrace the unknown. You have to journey outside of that comfort zone. It's not a reckless risk taking. It's a calculated move forward, guided by a vision for something better. Every step out of the familiar expands your horizon and brings you closer to achieving what you never thought was possible. Now, as you consider your next steps, ask yourself, what comfort zone am I clinging to? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself this question. What might I achieve if I step out beyond my comfort zone? Remember, to have something you've never had, you must do something you have never done. And my question to you, my friend, my question to you, why not start today? Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jackson, GeroldJax. On Facebook, it's Gerald Action Jackson and Zone of Action. On our website, GeraldJackson.com. Happiness starts with you, not your relationship, not your job, not your money, but it starts with you outside the comfort zone, and that is where the Zone of Action is.